Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell here with Whitney Bowman from Virginia. Whitney, how are you doing today?
Great.
Just give me a little introduction to what your project is and what you've done to get here.
I did a couple of projects. My first project was calf nutrition and feeding our Holstein bottle calves different amounts of milk replacer. I also looked at plant propagation and different amounts of rooting hormones for cuttings and their ability to root, and I interned at a wastewater treatment plant in high school.
So many different things going on. What made you decide that those were the things that you wanted to focus on?
It was an interesting journey. I started off on our family's farm looking at ways that we could increase weaning weight for our calves. And as I spoke to different professors working on that project, I found out about the junipers. And then on a school field trip, we visited a wastewater treatment plant, and they said they were looking for people for their lab. So I signed up. It was an interesting journey, but just kind of following my different interests and trying things out.
So is this something that you're hoping that you can pursue for a career in the future?
Possibly. I'm looking at a career as a middle school agriculture teacher, so hopefully I can use those different experiences, the diverseness to help my students answer their own question of why and dive into their own science experiments and help to start their own journey as well.
So tell me a little bit about the process for applying for this. What did you have to go through to get here?
We had to fill out an application and submit that to our state, which was then scored on the national level, and we were announced as finalists. And so we were able to make a video through National FFA and go through an interview process here at convention this week.
So I'm sure there's a lot of emotions running through your head right now. You're one of the top four. That's so crazy. What are you thinking?
I'm just blown away right now. I never thought when I started off with that first project of feeding my calves with different amounts of milk replacer that I would continue on with a project the next year and even intern at a wastewater treatment plant laboratory. And so the journey that I've been able to travel on has just been completely humbling. And it's so neat to look back on the experiences and the ways people have helped me over the years. It's just been an awesome experience.
So besides this, you're at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. How is your week going so far?
It's been great. I've had several interviews running for national office as well, and been busy but fun, good catching up with a variety of people, and always good to be back at convention.
Well, congratulations on national office, too. That's a huge thing to be running for, and so many different opportunities here at National FFA Convention. For Whitney Bowman of Virginia, from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.